Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Trendjacking versus Authentic Marketing. Let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of brands that jump on viral moments see short-term engagement spikes, but long-term brand dilution. Today, I'm sharing the three-step filter that separates smart trend adoption from desperate brand chasing. Because in a world where trends die in 48 hours, your brand's authenticity is your only sustainable competitive advantage. Let's start with the cultural fit test. Here's what most marketers get wrong. Trends aren't traffic lights where you simply stop or go. They're cultural currents that either align with or fight against your brand's natural flow. Before touching any trend, ask yourself this. Does this feel like something our brand would naturally say at a dinner party? Authentic brands don't chase culture. They find where culture already intersects with their values. Next, the 72-hour rule framework. Research shows brands that wait 72 hours before responding to trends see 40% higher engagement authenticity scores. Here's how it works. Hour 1 through 24, observe. Hour 25 through 48, connect to brand purpose. Hour 49 through 72, create authentic response. Those delayed responses that feel genuine drive 3 times more purchase intent than immediate reactions. Third is the brand voice consistency check. Create a trend response template using your existing brand voice guidelines. If your trend content requires a different tone, writing style, or personality, don't post it. Consistent voice across trend content increases brand recall by 67% compared to trend-chasing posts. Let me show you how this works through Duolingo's TikTok strategy. They became TikTok famous without abandoning their core brand identity. Their mascot's unhinged personality was already part of their brand DNA. They simply amplified it for trending audio. The result? 4.5 million followers gained while maintaining 89% brand recognition scores and driving actual app downloads. They didn't change who they were. They found trends that let them be more authentically themselves. Your immediate action: create a brand filter checklist with these 3 questions. Is this us? Does this serve our audience? Can we add unique value? Print this checklist and tape it to your content calendar. Use it before engaging with any trending topic. Apply this to one trending opportunity this week and measure engagement quality versus quantity. Here's the bigger truth. In the attention economy, authenticity isn't just nice to have, it's your brand's compound interest. Brands that move at the speed of culture while staying true to their core grow 2.3 times faster than trend chasers. Don't ask if you should join the conversation. Ask if the conversation needs what only your brand can bring. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Cultural Intelligence Report.